упражнение к странице 481. 3. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух диалоги.
1. After the ballet.
How did you like the ballet?
Oh, it was just wonderful. I enjoyed every minute of it.
So did I. I'm glad you liked it. So what about tomorrow? Where would you like to go?
I'd like to go to the country and have a look at the Moscow countryside in the winter.
That's a good idea. Would you like to have me as your guide?
We'd love to.
Then let me call you at your hotel tomorrow morning. Is 9 o'clock too early?
Oh, no, it's quite all right.
Till Sunday morning, then. Bye.
2. At a restaurant. On the way back from the countryside.
Are you very tired?
Oh, no. We both enjoy taking long walks.
Okay. Let's have a very good meal. I'm sure we're all hungry. Have a look at the menu. It's got an English translation in it.
I'd like to have some Russian food, if I may.
So would I. Could you order for us, Oleg? Certainly. And what would you like to drink? Some light wine for me. And you, Judy?
No wine for me. I like some mineral water. It goes nicely with any food.
Fine. Let me order the meal, then.
Упражнение к странице 484. 1. Прочитайте вслух и переведите.
A. 1. A few steps, a few lines, in a few days, in a few weeks, with only a few examples, a few miles from here. 2. A little time, a little money, a little coffee, with a little milk. 3. Let me say a few words about it. 4. We are both very tired and decided to spend a few days out of town. 5. There were only a few students in class yesterday. Where were all the others? 6. We couldn't test all the children because only a few of them could read. 7. John and I had very little money left. 8. I understand little of his speech. 9. Is there any milk in the fridge?
Only a little. B. I've got a few questions to ask you. I've got just a few questions to ask you. I've got quite a few questions to ask you. 2. They've shown us only a few new models. They've shown us quite a few new models.
Упражнение к странице 485. 3. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух диалог.
Have you been to the exhibition?
Yes, I went there last Friday.
Have they got any interesting exhibits?
Well, quite a few. I want to go there again. Would you like to come with me?
I'd love to. What about next Wednesday?
Wednesday? Let me see. Yes, Wednesday. Quite all right.
Упражнение к странице 488. 1. Прочитайте вслух, обращая внимание на употребление слов like и as.
1. What does your son do?
He's a teacher, like me.
2. They were very close to each other, like sisters. 3. The boys weren't brothers, they only looked like brothers.
4. Have you been to the conference?
Yes, I have.
What was it like? Was it interesting?
Not very.
5. My watch said 4 o'clock, but it looked like early evening outside.
6. A few years ago, Bob worked as a taxi driver.
7. How well does she drive?
Oh, she drives like a taxi driver, and she likes to drive fast.
8. I like playing tennis. Do you?
9. Belle plays tennis like a professional.
10. A few years ago, Amy worked as a nurse in a big hospital.
11. Mary did her job like a trained nurse.
12. Would you like to listen to some jazz?
I'd love to.
Упражнение к странице 488. 2. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух диалог.
Meeting at the airport. Hello, Mr. Brown. I'm glad to see you in Moscow again. Did you have a good journey?
Oh, yes, thank you. The journey was very pleasant.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. What's the weather like in London?
Oh, it was quite a fine day, like here in Moscow.
Oh, yes, it's lovely today, isn't it? Well, let me help with your things. My car's over there, round the corner.
Thank you. It's very kind of you.
Упражнение к странице 489. 1. Прочитайте вслух, подражая образцу.
1. I must go now, I'm afraid. 2. I must write to thank them for all their help. 3. Excuse me for a moment, I must go and make a call. 4. You must come and see our new house. 5. You must listen to that singer, she's just marvellous. 6. You must think twice before making such an important decision. 7. You must do those exercises every morning. 8. You must come round for lunch sometime. 9. He must give up smoking, even if it isn't easy. 10. If she wants to learn English well, she must work hard.
Упражнение к странице 491. 1. Прочитайте вслух, подражая образцу. Следите за интонацией.
1. You mustn't do that. 2. You mustn't think about it. 3. You mustn't talk to him about it. 4. You mustn't drive without your driving license. 5. Your husband mustn't smoke so much. It's bad for his health. 6. The children mustn't use the computer without the teacher. 7. We mustn't miss the 10 o'clock train. 8. I mustn't be late for lectures.
Упражнение к странице 493. 1. Прочитайте вслух вопросы и ответы и объясните, в какой ситуации они были сказаны.
1. Must I type all those papers today?
Yes, I'm afraid you must. 2. Must we do this exercise for the next lesson?
No, you needn't. 3. Must I find it out right now?
No, you needn't. We can wait till tomorrow. 4. Shall I help you with the translation?
Yes, please. It's too difficult for me, I'm afraid. 5. Shall I stay with you?
No, you needn't. I'm okay. 6. Must you really go now?
I'm afraid so.
Страница 494. 6.1. Послушайте и посмотрите.
I have to listen to his music all day long. He has to wait.
Упражнение к странице 495. 1. Прочитайте вслух, подражая образцу.
1. The line's always busy, and I have to ring several times to get through to you. 2. The weather's very bad, so the passengers have to wait at the airport. 3. It's inconvenient for Mr. Brown to go to the factory tomorrow, so we have to arrange a visit for him for the day after tomorrow. 4. I love walking, but it's a long way to college from my house, and I usually have to take a bus. 5. I have to get up very early in the morning to catch the 8 o'clock train. 6. I don't want to go to that conference, but I have to. 7. We have to work very quickly. We just have to.
Упражнение к странице 497. 1. Прочитайте, подражая образцу.
1. You don't have to cross the street. The house is on this side. 2. I don't have to do much housework. My husband helps me a lot. 3. She doesn't take the train to work. It's very close to her house and she can walk. 4. You needn't come again. You can ring me in the afternoon. 5. You needn't see about the tickets. I can arrange it. 6. You don't need to put on warm things. It isn't cold.
Упражнение к странице 497. 2. Прочитайте текст вслух, обращая внимание на употребление модального глагола have.
You remember Thomas Smith, don't you? He lives a healthy life and he never gets ill, so he doesn't have to see the doctor. He doesn't have to take medicine or stay in bed either. Isn't it marvelous to be so healthy?
Упражнение к странице 498. 1. Прочитайте вслух и переведите.
A. 1. Do you have to take your children to nursery school?
Yes, I do.
2. Do you have to fetch them home too?
No, I don't. My husband usually does that on his way from work.
3. Do you have to stay in town at the weekend?
No, I don't. I can go to the country if you like. 4. Don't you have to get up early?
Yes, I do. Very early. I have to get up at 6:30 on weekdays. B. 1. You don't have to take the bus to work, do you?
Yes, I do. It's too far to walk.
2. Your colleague doesn't have to ring the factory manager again, does he?
No, he doesn't. 3. We don't have to answer all those letters at once, do we?
No, of course not. 4. She doesn't have to give up swimming, does she?
Yes, she does, I'm afraid. The doctor says so. C. 1. Which days do you have to get up early?
Wednesdays and Fridays. 2. Why do they have to stay so late in the office?
There's a lot of work to do today. 3. Why does your wife have to spend so much time cooking?
She doesn't. She simply loves cooking. It's her hobby.
Страница 500. 6.6. Послушайте и посмотрите.
1. The plane was late and I had to wait.
Did you have to wait long?
Yes, I did.
2. Did you have to see about the tickets, Bill?
No, I didn't.
Упражнение к странице 500. 1. Прочитайте вслух и переведите.
1. The traffic was very heavy, and we had to drive slowly. 2. It was a long way to the underground station, so we had to take a bus. 3. You had to work hard before the exam, didn't you?
4. Why did Peter have to give up playing football?
He fell ill.
5. I had to ring several times before I got him on the phone. 6. Did you have to miss many lectures when you were ill?
No, not many, just a few. I wasn't ill long. 7. The guide didn't have to translate the play because the tourists could speak Russian.